And we have a very exciting production coming up. Before I get to my guest, I'm just going to give you the most important details. It's Show One Productions, who always brings you something interesting. It's Saturday the 29th, that's very shortly, ladies and gentlemen, 8 p.m., and Sunday the 30th at 3 p.m. at the Elgin Theatre. Tickets you can get at ticketmaster.ca. Couldn't be easier. Ticketmaster.ca. And I recommend you visit the website anyway, showoneproductions.ca. showoneproductions.ca, but for your tickets, which are very reasonably priced, go to ticketmaster.ca. Well, the production is The Dybbuk, and I'm entirely unfamiliar with this play, and I think a lot of the audience would be, but we have with us today and the man who made the modern adaptation, and that is Israeli playwright and director, Roy Chen. Good afternoon and welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
What should we expect? If we, for example, yeah. When I've read through here, I see this is a good story. It even has an exorcism.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But it's a distinctly Jewish story. So what's a bold Irish boy to buy a ticket for? Tell me.
Well, the story begins 100 years ago when a person named Shmuel Anski went into an anthropological expedition in Russia, in Jewish villages, shtetls, and he heard a story about that bride, that woman Leah, who screamed on the night of her wedding in a male's voice under the chuppah, "You are not my husband." And the society said, "It's a dibuk, it's a spirit of a dead person that entered her body and speaks through her."
Okay, so it's possession.
It's possession. It's a kind of possession, but it's a Jewish possession, which means that you know that demon that is inside her. It's a well-known character, somebody who lived with us and died, and now he's back, and he can't find peace wherever in the next world. So he came back to ask for forgiveness or to be forgived.
Is there any vengeance in this?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, you're talking about forgiveness, which is admirable, but I'm wondering about the actual vengeful fact.
The main thing for me was the longing, the unreachable love, because there is a love story, a big love story. Uh-huh. That guy who entered that girl, Leah, was her first love, a platonic love, a naive love, Hanan. He was this yeshiva bucher, this simple guy, and her father wanted for her another man. So he wanted her to marry Menashe, and Hanan, when he heard about it, his heart was breaked, and he died. But he came back.
Why isn't this an opera? I can see Verdi saying, "I want this story."
You're totally right, and we're working on an opera.
You are? Oh,
yes,
well, okay.
We're working on an opera.
I walked into that.
In 2 years, it will be in Moscow.
In 2 weeks in Moscow.
Yeah, yes.
Well, that's the birthplace of this play.
That's right, exactly.
And what a time from just before the opening of the First World War, about 1913. All right, so you're on the precipice of a disaster for the entire world.
Exactly.
And then on the precipice of the revolution.
Yes.
A very, you know, dark time for Russia.
Yeah.
Well, how did the playwright cope with all?
Well, you know, I think he put like in this small box the life that will never be again. I mean, the whole Jewish life in those shtetls is in this play.
Right.
But again, we're speaking now not about the original play, but about my version of the play.
Yes, right.
The play got a lot of versions. There were films, ballet, and
okay, so it's
musicals.
An old story for sure.
Yeah, it's an old story. Yeah. I took this mystical fairy tale and wrote a psychological, modern, very dynamic play about this woman who wanted to be heard in a society that just wouldn't listen, a woman who was walking on the border between life and death, and a woman who suffered from this longing to her childhood love. And I wanted it to be a play about freedom, about the freedom to love whoever you want to. And I created a whole world of dead people surrounding her. And the interesting thing is that the director, Evgeny Aryeh, and the set designer, Simon Pastuch, made a very clear border between the living one and the dead people on stage. The living one are all in black and white, so it's like a graphic life, you know? And as you know, when you live in a society where everything is black and white, life becomes very gray. So, and the world of the dead is very colorful. It's like a carnival. A lot of people on stage, a lot of humor. It's very alive. It's very It's very dynamic. It's a very today's story.
Now, this theater company is a dynamic, I think, from what I've read, a dynamic theater company. What do you want the public to know about your company?
Oh, it's a very special company. It's the company, Gesher means bridge in Hebrew.
Uh-huh.
And it is a bridge between cultures, between languages, because the original company came from Russia, from Moscow to Israel 28 years ago. And they really changed the theatrical map in Israel. They brought something with them, the visual side of the performances. It's always fascinating and you know, beautiful. And I think that it's a mix of Russian and Israeli theater.
Can you say a few words about your colleague, Yevgeny?
Yeah, he's the founder of Gesher Theater. He's our big father, you know, and he keeps us really close to him. We're like a family. Good. It's a theater with, you know, a small troop of people that working together almost for 30 years. A lot of youngsters became a part of this company, of course. Yeah. And we traveled the whole world. I mean, we're going from here to New York, then to Pittsburgh. This production, we played it in Moscow. We played it in China, in Beijing.
You took it back to its birthplace.
That's right.
We took it back.
And it was fascinating, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. One more time, I want the public to know, so let us give them a chance to get the website down. Go to ticketmaster.ca. The show is The Dybbuk. It's presented by Israel's Gesher Theater. It's Saturday, 8 p.m., Sunday, 3 p.m. matinee at the Elgin Theater. And tickets are available at ticketmaster.ca. Just search Dybbuk. That's spelled, by the way, D-Y-B-B-U-K, Dybbuk. But Google will always help you. Don't worry. Google will say, did you mean Dybbuk? Anyway, showoneproductions.ca is the other website I recommend you visit to find out about some of the future and some of the great productions that Show One has brought for us. My guest today is Roy Chen. Any last word before we have to go on to more music?
It's such a pleasure to be here, and I really expect everybody to come to our show, and you won't regret.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.